With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. Massive jump in local gas prices this week. According to the Utility Regulation and Competition Office, the average price of self-service regular gas jumped a full quarter this past week to $5.86 a gallon. The average price for premium has jumped 26 cents to $6.33, and diesel is now at $6.23 a gallon, a 3-cent spike. According to Offreg, you can get the cheapest self-service regular gas at AA Red Bay for $5.66. On the diesel side of things, refuel at the airport has the lowest price at $5.68 a gallon. That's up 20 cents from last week's lowest price. Folks in Cayman Brac got a bit of relief with prices falling a nickel to $6.19 a gallon. Little Cayman residents are still paying $7.29. You can find the latest gas prices at offreg.ky.
We also lost very recently on the 19th of June, Miss Laurel Wattler.
Lawmakers mourn the passing of Laurel Aldith Wattler, one of four pioneering women who was the first to have the right to vote and stand for public office in 1959. Acting Deputy Governor, the Honorable Gloria McField Nixon, paid tribute to her passing in Parliament on Tuesday.
She was remarkable. She ensured that we never forgot what it meant to be Caymanians, and she provided us with countless advice and information about what it meant to grow up in Cayman and the privileges that we had. But she always shared with her wit things about how it is we're supposed to properly cook. We have so many recipes wrong that she was quick to correct us on.
Government says Miss Wattler was among the group known as the Phenomenal Four, along with Burdell Jackson, Ethel Cook Baudin, and national heroine, the Honorable Francine Jackson, who ran as candidates in 1959's general election, changing the, quote, political and cultural landscape of the Cayman Islands. Ms. Wattler's funeral service is this afternoon at 3:30 p.m. at Webster Memorial United Church in Boughtontown. Parliament's second sitting topics ranged from signed budget documents and oversight reports to questions about how prisoners are prepared for life after release. Questions on rehabilitation focused on how inmates are consulted about programs and their transition back into society. Deputy Leader of the Opposition and member for Georgetown Central, Kenneth Bryan.
Can the Honorable Minister say when the consultation with the prisoners will be completed, and when does the Minister intend to report back to this Honorable House with the findings of that consultation?
Minister for Home Affairs, the Honorable Nicholas DaCosta, said consultation with the Inmate Council and prisoners is now moving forward.
So it is ongoing. I don't see the practicability of reporting every single consultation that we have with the Council to Parliament because it is the work of the Ministry. However, I'm happy to answer any parliamentary question that comes my way.
The Home Affairs Minister also committed to checking with inmate representatives, prison staff, and ministry staff, indicating he will bring a statement to Parliament on how rehabilitation and reintegration programs are working. The House resumes today at 2 p.m. Make sure to tune into our sister station, Breeze 105.3 FM, to hear the proceedings live. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Emily Thomas. Red alerts are in place across a number of countries as temperatures continue to soar across parts of Western Europe. In northern France, tens of thousands of people have been left without power. The head of the UN's nuclear watchdog, the IAEA, has insisted that the agency will carry out inspections of Iran's nuclear sites as part of the peace framework signed by Tehran and Washington. Iran has denied US claims that it agreed to allow nuclear inspectors back into the country. Ukrainian strikes on energy facilities in Russian-occupied Crimea have left its biggest city, Sevastopol, without power. The Moscow-appointed governor urged residents not to panic. Iran has denied US claims that it agreed to allow nuclear inspectors back into the country. Britain, France, and Germany have raised concerns over recent Chinese Coast Guard activities off the east coast of Taiwan, which China regards as part of its territory. US officials say the country has supplied doses of an experimental antibody to help fight the growing outbreak of Ebola in the DRC. The World Health Organization says the drug is being shipped for clinical trials. South African police are stepping up security measures ahead of a deadline set by anti-migrant groups for undocumented foreigners to leave the country by the end of this month. The head of London's Metropolitan Police, Mark Rowley, has announced plans to extend the use of technology, including drones and artificial intelligence, in response to emergency calls. Astronomers have taken the most detailed image yet of the centre of the Milky Way, revealing more than 60 million stars in a single picture. The European Space Agency says the extraordinary level of detail could open a new chapter in the search for planets beyond our solar system. The shot was captured by a telescope which is located around 1.5 million kilometres from Earth. BBC News.